Buongiorno, accomodatevi che serviamo subito.
Boot every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Sample the various flavors of Italian folk music, from the north to the south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian and English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where you will be hearing Canadian music until 8 o'clock tonight. So yes, I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And in case you're curious about the other odd Wednesdays, we have Jonathan B with his show, which is called Shameless. And yes, it's the middle of the week, and I made it on time, barely. And made myself, well, not made myself, but got myself a big old fat burger at McDonald's and managed to spill mayo all over my legs or whatever that, I don't know, Angus burger is full of. But here I am, so that's exciting. And let's see, what can I tell you? That right there was the Constantines. The Constantines are a band out of Guelph, and this album here, I do believe, is on Three Gut Records, so that's their label. But they've also had some releases on Sub Pop, of course, out of Seattle. So the name of the album we just heard is called Shine a Light, and it was released back in 93, and these guys put on a really good live show, and I really like the drummer. I love those, like, really hypnotic kind of continual tribal beats. I like those. And yeah, there you go, the Constantines. Now, we are going to sort of kick it old school a bit. Excuse me. I've got some Plum Tree coming up. Well, that would be Plum Tree out of good old Halifax. And I'm going to play us something from their 1997 Cinnamon Toast Records, which is called Predicts the Future. These girls are just so sweet and adorable. So there's four of them. And at the time that this album was released, way back when, they were young. They were just young girls. And they just seemed so innocent and just beyond cute. Like, they were just really sort of having a ball. I mean, really, they were probably at the time around, I don't know, 18, 19-ish. And since then, they have sort of, I guess, after the fact, many years after the fact, like 13 years after this album was released, they sort of got a re-shot at fame, if you will, through the Scott Pilgrim movie. You know, that movie that was released, I think it was like around the summertime or so. And meanwhile, all of them had been broken up from the band, you know, for a while. And one of them was like doing PhD work and whatnot. And yeah, so I never saw the movie, but apparently it's based on a cartoon character, but starring, you know, that guy. What's his name? The guy from Canada. He's cute and he always plays the same role. You know that guy. Anyways. And so why don't we hear the song Scott Pilgrim, let's do that. And there you go. Now, what else can I tell you about what's going on here at the station? Not really too much. I don't know. Here we go. This here is Plum Tree, and the song is Scott Pilgrim, off their record Predicts the Future. And this, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'd like you for a thousand years. are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. February 8th, the Biltmore, CITR, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine present Vancouver's very own Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, plus the WinnieCooper.net DJs. February 10th, the Biltmore and Beatroot present Seattle Folk Poppers Hey Marseille with guests Ruffle Feathers and Henry and the Nightcrawlers. February 25th, don't miss the outer space surf stylings of the one and only Man or Astro Man with special guests Octopus Project and the James T. Kirks. Do yourself a favor and go to this show. February 26th, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Biltmore present Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band with Siskiyou. You. This is an early show with curfew at 11. Door time for all these shows is 8 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Online tickets for Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band are available through PayPal.
Right, that right there was the Weirdies. The Weirdies are a very cool band out of Toronto, and they are a three-piece, and they consist of earphone. Just, I'm not gonna hear now. Okay, so they are a girl, of course, and two boys. There you go. That is the Weirdies, and they have a new album out, and it's awesome. It's called Volatile, and the name of the song we just heard is One Night Only. There you go. I love these guys. They're tray cool. Yes. And this is their second album. Yes. All right. Now, we before that heard something from a band who has been around for a long time. I'm talking about the Evaporators and good old Nardwar. Nardwar, the Human Serviette. Yes. Of course, is the lead singer of the Evaporators. And let's see, we heard the song Gassy Jack, and that you can find on an album that was released back in 07, of course, on Mint Records, which is called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And how can you not love Nardwar? How can you just not love the Evaporators? They're just lovable. And of course, Plumtree was in there before that. It started the set off. We heard Scott Pilgrim from their album Predicts the Future. All right, so let's move on. And I think I've got some more old stuff. I'm kind of in a weird mood today. I don't know. I don't think we've heard any Mystery Machine in a while. And I sort of giggle because they're another sort of guilty pleasure of mine, as is Limb Lifter. I played them last week. So every once in a blue moon, I'll have to, you know, go backwards in time, back over to Chilliwack. if I'm not mistaken, I think people from Chilliwack call it the Whack. Yeah, I guess. A town, I think, that consists of a lot of churches and a lot of white people and a lot of sort of, like, conservatism. But you can call me and, you know, tell me if I'm wrong. But anyways, so way out in the valley there. Yeah, Mystery Machine. This album that we're going to hear the next song from is 10 Speed. And at the time, this album back in, not 05, 1995 was released. I was back in Windsor, Ontario. And this album here was being played on Lake Detroit radio. These guys were kind of big, and they were on Network Records. Like, these guys were just an interesting band. Network Records band. We're going to hear the song. Oh, what shall we listen to? How about, I think we'll listen to the song Sinker. That's what we'll listen to. What can I tell you about these guys? They were, I guess you could call them vaguely shoegazing, kind of My Bloody Valentine-esque. After the band broke up, I remember they formed a band called Joni Loves Chachis. That was like one or two members of the band. A band called Montana, I think, rose from the ashes of that. So there you go. Oh, and actually my husband, who was a member of another band, ended up buying, I think, an amp or guitar off one of these guys. It's so funny, you know, how the little local music scene just sort of rotates gear and equipment. And you know what I should do is just a show of all the gear that we've gotten from different bands. So, for example, you know, Ham, Big Ham from Canned Ham. We bought something off him. I don't know. Or he bought a guitar off my husband. I'm looking at my box of CDs and the Parlor Steps. Yeah, the guy from the Parlor Steps. Really nice guy. Off the top of my head, I forget his name. But Caleb. I think we sold him something. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, back to Mystery Machine, though. So like I said, we're going to hear the song Sinker. And there you go. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. That's that at 8 o'clock, in case you're curious, if you're going to keep listening, which you should. Comes in Val. That's Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And she plays like just sort of down-home, chillin', kind of relaxed, folky kind of music. But folk with a twist, if you will. Yes. Okay. Anyways, here we go. Without further ado, this is Mystery Machine on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back. I love Wolf Parade. Yes, I do. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad I played that song. That is one of my all-time favorite Canadian songs of all. That song right there. That song is called Shine a Light. And I remember when they first released that EP, which is what I played that song from. So by the way, that song was from Wolf Parade. It was a 4-song EP released by Sub Pop back in 2005. And interestingly enough, it was recorded by Isaac Brock, of course, from Modest Mouse. And I remember when that was first released, I just was addicted to that song. And I remembered because I'm a high school teacher, and walking down the halls of my school and just being like I couldn't get the song out of my head, and I'd almost dance to it. Yeah. I remember being in such a good mood when that song would be in my brain. So yes, that's Wolf Parade. Oh my God. Yay. And I played us another Wolf Parade song in there. This one, the one before that, was called Little Golden Age, and it's off their new album, which is called Expo 86. Now, the earlier song that I played, the most recent, Shine a Light, is actually written by Dan. So now this is where I've sort of underplayed Dan Beckner's role in the band, because I always say Spencer Krug was the lead singer and he's like the songwriter, but he's not. So there's two main songwriters in Wolf Parade, and that is Spencer Krug, of course, and Dan Beckner. Now, Dan Beckner, this is an interesting story. Dan Beckner used to be in a band called Atlas Strategic, and I remember seeing Atlas Strategic open for, I want to say it was Sebado. Or, you know what? I think it might have been Modest Mouse. That could have been the deal. And I remembered seeing them, I think, downtown, and Atlas Strategic was a band out of Victoria, right? Okay, so Dan Beckner was the guy. He was the connection in Wolf Parade out of Atlas Strategic. Now, there's also, this is like 6 degrees of Wolf Parade. 6 degrees of separation from Wolf Parade. Okay, so another band who I'm a big fan of, and I play a lot here, is called Frog Eyes. Now, Frog Eyes, Spencer Krug used to be in that band, and I think he played on their first album. Now let's go back to Dan Beckner. Dan Beckner also played, now this is where it gets weirder, he also played with the Frog Eyes guy, if you will, in a different band prior to the formation of Frog Eyes. So it's like all sort of, and this is all on the island, all in Victoria. Frog Eyes, Atlas Strategic, sort of pre-Wolf Parade, and then Wolf Parade. So then the two guys, and there's Dan Beckner, like I said, he moved to Montreal, and so did Spencer Krug, I do believe, independently of each other, and then they hooked up. Okay, so there we go. That's sort of a little roundabout history of Wolf Parade, and they formed back in 2003. Now this is also interesting. So Spencer Krug was offered a gig by, of all people, Alex Megalis from Grenadine Records. And I know Alex Megalis myself, and I find that interesting. So Grenadine Records, yes, this is, there were two guys that ran Grenadine Records, if it's even still around. And actually our band years ago was on a Grenadine Records compilation. Oh, yes. So that's the deal. And he was offered a show by Alex from Grenadine, and he had a 3-week deadline to form a band. Isn't that interesting? So him and Dan Beckner get together and write songs for this show. Isn't that interesting how things come together? And now Wolf Parade are just massively huge, at least in my head. In my books, they are, though. They're a very successful Canadian band, so good for them. Now, speaking of successful Canadian bands out of Montreal, yes, yes, the first thing you think of is what? You should be thinking of Arcade Fire, because that's what I think of. Oh, but you know what? Before I go on to Arcade Fire, let me tell you what else we heard. Okay, so we also heard Mystery Machine. Yeah. Okay, back to my tangent. Okay, so, yes, okay, Arcade Fire. Now, Arcade Fire, of course, are out of Montreal, and they have sort of half of the band has American roots, but there's also some Haitian roots there with the female there. But anyways, they have a new album out. It's called The Suburbs, and they just, if you haven't heard, so they're on Merge Records, of course, so like, which is an independent label out of the United States. Mind you, it's a, as far as like indie labels out of the States go, it's a pretty successful and pretty big label, you know, run by the guys and the girls from Superchunk, guys and girl from Superchunk, but out of North Carolina. But they just won with this album a best album at the Grammy Awards. Isn't that crazy? Like, it's just This is like, what? Like, how crazy and how cool. So good for Canada's own Arcade Fire. They are representing at the Grammys. Like, just how odd and bizarre. I don't know. I mean, that's it's awesome. So congratulations, Arcade Fire, on winning the Grammy. Wowee. And we are going to hear something from this album. And I'm sort of talking and losing stuff. Let me tell you what the name of this song is. Well, let's just see here. I lost the insert as I'm chatting and moving around. But we're going to hear a song. Let's just put it that way. Let's hear a song off of the new album, Suburbs. And we'll hear song number, how about song number 2? And then when I come back, I'll tell you the name of it. That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? No need to stress out. And when I come back, I think I will also give us, the weather. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yeah, how about the weather? Okay, and there you go. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. We're located here on the campus of UBC in the very western section of the city of Vancouver, surrounded on a peninsula-like setting. And my name's Anita B. Sam's going to Hideaway. Did I say all that? Yes, I did. All right, without further ado, here is Arcade Fire.
Come on.
More Strangers, Beatroot, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
Taking up the side and digging trenches on our own.
That right there is Sean Maxey and the Boys. That would be Barry and Sean and Chris Sharp and Jeff Sebastian on that song. That would be, of course, Station A. And the name of that song is Call It Progress. And we heard that song from their 2001 album. That's what it was, The Wasp Factory. Yes, there you go. Now, there's a picture of Sean Maxey. Now, if you don't know who Sean Maxey is, well, you should, first of all. He's an incredibly talented artist who does a lot of posters around the city, and he's just got this style that's just all his own and very sort of distinctive and very, very awesome. I mean, you can't not love his drawings. And anyways, there's a picture of him in here, and it looks like it was probably like early to mid-70s, and he's got this like total sort of mop of red hair, and he's kind of, he reminds me of my son, actually, about the same. My son's almost three, and my son looks a little bit like Sean Maxey, a bit like sort of big boy head, and he's so cute. Oh, Sean Maxey, you're just so cute. And he's very funny and very amiable. So if you ever see him at a party, go talk to Sean Maxey, because you will be thoroughly entertained. There you go. Now, Sean, of course, moved on after this band, Station A. After Station A broke up, the band The Doers came around. Now, The Doers, of course, included Barry as well. So Barry, can't forget about Barry. Yeah, Barry and Sean then formed The Doers. And they are Doers. Yes, they are. All right. Okay, now, before Station A, we heard Diamond Rings. This is a band who is out of Toronto. Now, Diamond Rings is interesting because the guy, the man behind it is, excuse me, his name is John O'Regan, and he is also the lead singer of the band The D'Urbervilles. I love The D'Urbervilles. Now, The D'Urbervilles are a band initially out of Oshawa, so that's their hometown, and they formed while going to the University of Guelph, which happens to be my alma mater, so there you go. And they are still around. So The D'Urbervilles are existing at the same time as the Diamond Rings, right? And the name of the song we heard from Diamond Rings is On Our Own, and that's from their first album, and it's new. It's called Special Affections. It's just out now, recently. And then we heard Arcade Fire in there with the song Ready to Start from their new album, The Suburbs, which just recently won Best Album at the Grammys. Crazy! All right, it is 7:28. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I think we will do a little bit of weather. Why don't we find out what the weather looks like for us? So, yeah. Now, when I was coming in here, it wasn't too bad. Actually, the sun, as if you're here in the city in Vancouver, when I was leaving to come do my show, so like around 5:30 or 6-ish at that point in time, the weather was like, the sky was beautiful. Did anyone see that? It was like, if you looked west, it was like the heavens were opening up, and there was like shades of orange and purple and violent and violet blue. Oh, it was gorgeous and very, very dramatic. Yes. So here we go. 14-day trend. This is what we got coming on. Today is, in case you're curious, it is the 15th. Oh, wait a second here. Let me just double check and then go back a second. And what do we got here? Let's try again. Oops, that's not what I'm looking at. Hold on. Forecast. Okay, this is what I'm looking at. Okay, so it's currently 5 degrees out. It is 5 degrees out, and the low tonight is zero. Oh, really? 0 degrees, huh? So it shall be getting down to zero early this morning. Do you know what time is the coldest time of the day? It is 6 a.m., in case you're curious. There you go. Now you know some trivia. So around 6, it should be about zero. And tomorrow is Thursday, and tomorrow the high is 5 degrees, and it will be cloudy with showers. Imagine that. Isn't that a big shocker? Okay, and then we head into Friday. And what do we have for Friday? Let's take a look here. My page doesn't go as far as Friday. Yes, it does. Okay, so tomorrow is Thursday, so high tomorrow, 5. Friday is a high of 6 with, ooh, interesting, snow/rain showers. That should be fun. And then Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday looks like it's going to be clear and sunny. That should be cleary. Okay, so sunny and clear with a high of 5. And then Sunday dips down a bit to 4. And then we have a cooling trend. So we go like, so Saturday is 5, Sunday is 4, Monday is 3, according to this. And then Tuesday is down to 2. So early next week, we'll be getting overnight lows in the negatives. There you go. So like -2, -3. All right. Okay, there you go. And let's continue with our Canadian music. Canadian music. Let's see. What do we have next? Oh, I know we have. This is what we've got. We've got some Hawksley Workman. Who doesn't love them some Hawksley Workman? His name is Hawksley. How many people do you know named Hawksley? I wonder if this is his real name. I should Wikipedia him. Hawksley Workman. All right. Now, Hawksley, if I'm not mistaken, is out of Toronto. I will double check. But he has a new album out, and it's called Milk. And this is released on a label called Isadora Records. And we're going to hear, let's see, song number four. And song number four is called Devastating. Yes, I was going to play us Google Jesus, but no. We're going to go to Devastating. And there you go. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And of course, in about 28 or 7 minutes' time, we have Val coming on with her show, Folk Oasis. In the meantime, Hawksley Workman.
midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
From the brown, its roots twist securely through the ground. Open window, brightest one, green and red soak up the sun. Golden table on its set, highest green a foot. Lifting up itself each day, no thought for the day after today.
keeps me together. These violent dreams.
are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And Val and I were just updating ourselves with the latest in the news. So what were we talking about, Val? Val's over there eating her food, so I will paraphrase. So we were talking about a couple things going on. We were just talking about, in particular, have you heard about that guy, the poor guy? I was talking about how I had some a pretty bad case of claustrophobia. Well, according to the news, a guy was getting, I think, like a CAT scan or some sort of scan where you have to go in one of those tubes, you know, I suppose MRI, one of those things. And I don't want to giggle, but it's awful. He was left in the machine for, I think they said, 25 minutes. Oh, good God, the poor guy. And now his body is suffering some pretty massive damage, he's claiming. And I think somebody's getting sued over it. And it just gives me the heebie-jeebies because I have really bad claustrophobia. And I said to Val, I was like, I might actually die of a heart attack. Like, if you're so scared of something and you're like left in a tube like that, right? I suppose you could have a heart attack. Like, your body just so completely panics that, I don't know. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That's right. And we just finished listening to a little long jam there from Thrush Hermit. I think that right there might be my favorite of all Thrush Hermit songs. The song is called Violent Dreams. And you can find that on their 1998 Sonic Onion record, Clayton Park. I love the boys from Thrush Hermit. Of course, they are no longer. But what do we have going on? We got a little action there from Joel Plaskett. Joel Plaskett is still doing his thing. Some quality music still coming out of him. Rob Benvey. Now, he's sort of the other main songwriter from the band Thrush Hermit. He was doing something. He was in something called a Tigra Benvey or something. That was years ago, so I haven't heard anything about him, but I should look him up and see what I can find. But yeah, that there was Thrush Hermit. Okay, then before that, speaking of the East Coast, we heard some Elevator to Hell. Of course, Elevator to Hell is sort of one of the next incarnations of Eric's Trip, if you will. Eric's Trip, Elevator to Hell, Elevator Through Hell, all of those band names revolve around, of course, what's his name? Mr. White there with the long hair, you know, that guy. did I put my CD away already? But that's Elevator to Hell. That song was recorded back in 1996, and I found it on a compilation, which is called More of Our Stupid Noise. It's a Squirt Gun Records compilation, and the song was called Veins/Green. And we heard a little Hawksley Workman in there with a sort of soul-wrenching song called Devastating. He has a new album out. It's called Milk. There you go. My name is Anita B, and Val is here. Yes, she is. And I love Val. Who doesn't love Val? Good golly. I played you. Did you all hear? She has a new show promo. That was a good one. I liked it. And I need to get a show promo. So, I'm pathetic. So her show promo is infinity times more cool than mine. So I need to get one, and I want to do one. I just need to find the time. No excuse, though. All right. But this show, again, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Canadian music. This is where it's happening. And we will continue with a little bit more Canadian music, but I think I might need to play an ad. That might be nice, wouldn't it? And the ads we play here, you know, they're not like, you know, corporate money grubbing kind of ads. And we're talking about some local stuff like Live Van. Like, this is a cool ad. Hopefully I can play it here. See if I can find it. Here we go. So sorry, it's a little bit late, but it's here it is. And I'll be back in a couple of minutes. And if I'm not, then I will see you all in 2 weeks. You will hear me in 2 weeks, and we'll all be listening to some music together. And so here we go. Coming back, we got one or two Canadian songs, and then Val with her show Folk Oasis.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Change.